everybody. Hi, this is Bill Bauman, but you may have guessed that already. And it is Thursday, the second Thursday of December, and guess what? This is our absolutely precious, sacred, wonderful time together. And so just before I introduce Donna, ask her to say hi to you, I just want to welcome you. Please feel held, held in my heart. Feel held in the heart of everybody who's here. And let yourself, in whatever way feels right to you, just really, really be here. Just kind of letting go of anything that the day has been about and just letting yourself show up to what I just would love to call the blessing of this particular hour. To me, what a special hour. I'm like so excited. I've been sitting here for the last hour and a half or so, just being with you and just letting our oneness just kind of move me and move my trusty little mind to put together some thoughts to share with all of us during this time. But first, I'd like to make just a little cute announcement. Donna and I had the privilege of spending last weekend in Zion National Park with 75 just absolutely gorgeous, exquisite, delicious human beings. And some of you may have been there, as a matter of fact, but it was just a sensational, sensational time with the beauty of nature, the amazingness of those rocks, that river, all the hiking possibilities, and the Native American spirit, and especially just all the love that was in that conference room that looked out upon that beautiful nature. So I thank everybody who was there. If you were not there, and I'm sure that the vast majority of us here were not, please know that we just were consciously sharing all of that love and nature with you. And speaking of sharing, by the way, as I was waiting here, I just happened to open up on my trusty little online screen here. There's a little thing that says Q&A, a little label. And so I had a couple of emails here. I just want to read to you really quickly. One is from a beautiful woman from Warsaw, Poland, and there are a number of us here from around the world. And she says, half of it's in French, but I'll translate it. Hello, hello, hello. I just wanted to be with you in this moment. This was eight and a half hours ago, by the way. Be with you in this moment to share a huge feeling of joyous and playful love. Life is so much beautiful with you unfolding its magic. And then in French, she says to all of us, big, 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 big kisses to share more or less equally. So please know that all those kisses from her are being shared more or less equally with you because, shucks, you deserve it. And then there's another one from New York City, which says, Bill, are you there? Ha, 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 ha. Whatever would she mean by that? I don't understand. Anyway, it is a privilege to ask Donna to say hi, because Donna, for those of you online, has put a whole bunch of photos up there just to be beautiful background visuals for our time together. Hi, Donna.
Hello. Hi, everyone, and just a big welcome, and I'm still bathing in the beauty of Zion, and so for tonight, I'm using just slides of beautiful spaces on Earth instead of the women, and I hope those of you who are on the computer will enjoy it, and we're so happy to be here with you. Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you, Donna. So, you know, I am just always just tickled to fill you with information that you totally, absolutely don't need. So here's one of us. So I looked up a few things. Did you know that today, December the 11th, is Human Rights and Peace Day around the world? Yep, you are. If you knew that, you are so right. And then also internationally, in a way I don't understand, it is International Mountain Day. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but I think what it implies is that every one of us, before we go to bed this evening, should walk to our closest mountain and thank it for being there. I'm pretty sure that's the implication. But there's one more thing. In Buenos Aires, it's National Tango Day. So I think the implication of that is, as you're walking to that mountain, you should do a tango on your way. So see how utterly helpful I am to you? It's remarkable. Before I get off of these useless pieces of information, did you know that on this day in 630 A.D., Muhammad led his army of 10,000 people to conquer Mecca? And on this day in 1972, Apollo 17 landed on the moon. And it was the last Apollo mission to land there. So here's what I'd love to do. I'd love to invite all of us in just a second to say hello. Say hello to each other, to reach out and just in your own heart, in your own soul, in your own mind, just embrace whoever's here. And those of us on the phone can do that with words. Those of us on the web can do that just in your own way. And those who are tuning in here later, as apparently with feedback I get a lot of you do, you can just feel that you're right here in this moment, because in a sense, you know, we're in time and space, and in another sense, we're not. And so there's not, the time and space part does not separate us. So all I need to do is, I think, click this, and we should be able to say, hi, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, aloha.
Aloha to everyone.
Aloha.
Oh, and that was just so adorable. Thank you so very, 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 very much. And so we are here. We're just really, really here. It's a sacred hour. And so I want to invite us into that hour. As I started maybe an hour and a half ago, just sitting here and opening up to what is it that our souls, our all-knowing souls, our very wise core self that we call our soul, what is it that self from each of us, from all of us, might want to have reflected back to us in this hour, either as a direct message or as just background music, just kind of verbal commentary to stir something deep in us. And what came to me is this whole topic, this focus, this title, Awakening Your Personal Gift, or put an S after that if you'd like, your personal gifts. Awakening Your Personal Gifts. And, you know, it occurred to me that, of course, this time together is always about something that's inspiring. It's always about just kind of inspiring whatever in us wants to be inspired and talked to and embraced and held and is moved to growth. This evening, during this time, in terms of everything I'm saying, in addition to being inspiring, I feel like the intention is for it to be like awakening, for it to stir something within us. And I feel like that's to stir our gifts, or to stir our gift, or to stir our connection to that gift, to bring that oneness with this amazingly gifted self very, very much more alive. So here we are, all about awakening your and my personal gifts. So, again, my words, as always, are background music. Listen to me with one ear. Listen to yourself much, much more with your other ear. So we're all gifted, right? You, me, everybody. We're, every human being is gifted. In fact, I think we could say every plant is gifted, every element of nature, every life form anywhere, everywhere is gifted. So to me, we're all put together. You and I, we're created. We're engineered. We're designed with a unique blend of, I think, what we can just call gifts, a unique blend of old qualities, characteristics, awarenesses, resources, orientations. And there are, among all of those, a few or one or several that kind of float to the core, that play a significant role in moving us, motivating us, driving us, inspiring us, and dreaming us and expressing us in so many ways. And just to put out some focuses. So some of us are gifted athletes. That's me. I know you're looking at me and you're saying, yep, that's Bill. Anyway, some of us are gifted athletes. Others of us might be gifted musicians or singers or performers. Some of us gifted artists, or then there are gifted thinkers, gifted leaders, gifted lovers. Some of us like really know how to love, and just that's a gift. It's a quality. It's a fantastic. I don't just want to say skill as in learning a set of skills, but it's an amazing quality that just is powerful. Or some of us are gifted mystics or feelers. Like some people can just feel other people. Some are gifted caretakers spiritually. Some are gifted meditators, and some are gifted visionaries. Or let me just say, there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of other qualities, other gifts, other powers, other strengths that live within so many people. And I don't know why, but in my life, I just naturally have felt oriented toward noticing what are the gifts of so-and-so, or maybe it's because I'm just so oriented toward kind of hanging out in the essence, the deepest truth of whoever I'm with, that my mind, conscious, subconscious mind, just automatically goes to, wow, what is this person's most unique makeup at that core place? And then out of that essence, what arises as maybe the most powerful gift, the most important strength, the most dynamic quality that just makes the difference for you? So what is that? If I just put the question to you, what is your very special gift or group of gifts or blend of gifts, if you will? What is that? What are they? As you don't just kind of sit above the forest looking down into you as an observer and just like watching a movie saying, oh yes, I'm good at this. But as you kind of lock in to yourself, as you bond with this essence of you, as you go into the core, the center of your being, and deeply personally experience who is this gifted self? And what is the quality, the special quality of the me that I am, the me that you are, that has a certain, a certain to it that we could call that gift? What is that? And as I raise the question and invite you to answer it, I want to acknowledge that some questions like that can be answered. They are tangible, experienceable. But other questions like that, they cannot be answered. They just, those qualities, that gift, they just don't want to be identified. They don't want to be put into a definition, into a box, if you will, because there may be magical, there may be mystical, there may be alive in a way that if we try to categorize them too much, it's like tying their hands. And so they need space. They need an elbow room quality of expression, if you will. So, again, I want to say, I'm going to talk a bit, but please, during this time, know that what I'm saying is not primarily about the content. It's about just sort of holding our attention into this theme of your special gifts, so that while I talk, those gifts can come alive, maybe in a fresh way. Those gifts can maybe connect with you in a new, improved, bigger way. Those gifts can invite you into themselves and themselves into you in a way that's got more intimacy to it, that's therefore, because of the intimacy, got more strength to it, more juice to it, so that they serve you better. And you serve them better. So here's the deal. I think some of our gifts, they're really obvious. I mean, just look at it. It's really clear. You know, you see a really impactful leader, and you say, well, this person's gift is leadership. It's just clear to everybody in the room. But other of our gifts are still developing. They're in there. They're kind of there. They're there to a degree, but they're still growing. Or they're still deepening, or they're still getting stronger. And then other of our gifts, interestingly, are often overlooked, sometimes ignored. Some of them even if you will, still asleep, just waiting, waiting for their time, or maybe waiting for us to wake up to them, to notice them. And today, in this precious hour together, we're all about, you and I, we all together, we're all about hanging out together in, I think, what I want to call the inner realm of our giftedness. And so let's just kind of be there, if you will. Here you are, beautifully gifted, perfectly gifted, strongly gifted self, whether you would ever even use the word gift or not. So if you never use that word gift out of remarkable humility or just a perception or belief that you don't have too many gifts, that's okay. Kind of go with this anyway. And if the word gift is too uncomfortable, use some other word that makes it work for you, if you will. So we're here together to just sort of swim around in, to bathe in the water, the bathtub water of our giftedness, of your special gifts. We're here to awaken ourselves to these special qualities that we label as gifts, but these special qualities that sort of make us unique, make you unique. We're here to kind of stir those gifts, almost like you know, putting a big long spoon in the bath water of self and stirring those waters to stir those gifts in whatever way maybe just brings them alive or brings us alive to them. And maybe just the last way to say it is we're here today to help ourselves bond, unite with, more intimately, bond with those remarkable gifts. Not from a, wow, aren't I special point of view, you know, not from a pride point of view, but even in a sense from a very humbling point of view. Humbling meaning, wow, I was given this very special quality to be a unique aspect of creation that accompanies me through my whole life, that's here as a gift, as a resource, as a compatriot, as a partner, supporting me through my life. Wow, how special! Not just how special I am, but how special it is to walk through life with being given exactly the gift or the gifts that are perfect for me. So here's what I'd like to do, maybe over the next 20 minutes or so. I'd like to talk about three gifts. Three gifts that I think actually most of us tend to take for granted, or we tend to ignore, or we tend to not really own very fully. And while I'm talking about these three gifts, I would like to invite each of us not to abandon the gift that you may be focusing on right now, because in a sense, these three gifts, excuse me, especially the first two, are kind of underlying gifts. They're gifts that support the other gifts that you have. So I know you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear what these three gifts are. This is going to be so amazing. Well, you know what? You are so right. So the first gift is the gift of intuition. Intuition. I could call it intuitive knowing, intuitive clarity, intuitive sense. But let's just say intuition. It's a really interesting thing. One time in Zion this past weekend, I remember talking to the group and basically saying, you know, there's so many people who ask me questions about themselves, their lives, about a certain circumstance, about something going on in them. And they say, could you tell me what's going on? And, you know, me, nice guy, I say, sure. No, I'm just kidding here. But I do, and I most of the time, I respond to that. And I say, well, here's how I see it. Here's what's in my vision about it. Here's how your all-knowing soul is speaking to me. And I share with them what I see or what I intuitively know. And I can't tell you how many times the person says, oh, you know what? I knew that. I knew that. And or, I knew that, but I didn't quite know I knew it until you said it, and all of a sudden it's really clear to me I knew that. And that's just happened enough, oh, maybe 30,000 times over the years for me to say this about it. And I really don't say this critically at all, but just really as an observation. Isn't it interesting, isn't it fascinating that so often we don't let ourselves know what we know? We don't trust our intuition or our deep inner sense. We don't give credence to what maybe our body is telling us or our emotions are telling us or our energy field is telling us or our soul is telling us or our subconscious, unconscious mind is telling us or whatever the energy field around us is telling us. And in one sense, each of us have this amazing, I mean, totally amazing intuitive capacity. And for every one of us here, without exception, and I can say that intuitively knowing it, that was cute, without exception, I can say we're all intuitive geniuses. Just intuitive geniuses. In that, we have not just an energy connection with the world around us and deep within us, not just a light connection, not just a physiological vibrational connection, not just an emotional connection, not just a soul connection, but we have a total intuitive connection to everything. And that gift, especially for people who have other gifts, that gift is critical. It's central, it's meant to be powerful, and it's there to serve not just our knowing, our clarity, but to serve every other gift that we've got. And so often, you may have, like take the gift that you maybe have been focusing on up until I started talking about intuition, and just think, wow, if I really believed what I know, if I really believe my intuitive sense every minute of every day, if I really was plugged into, rooted in, alive in, and one with that intuition in ways even beyond what I am, and I'm assuming that you're already way there, but if that was the case, wow, what would all the other gifts that I've got do with that? How would that serve, support, empower, and give life to everything else, everything that I am? So just picture yourself in that sense saying, wow, if I really, really, really knew everything that I know, and you know, in psychology, it's like, what do they say? All the answers are within. That's the psychological version. The spiritual version of that is we know everything. So, wow. And that is the gift for each and every one of us. We know everything. And so often we talk ourselves out of knowing that we know. Maybe, again, out of humility, maybe out of a sense of disempowerment, maybe out of a sense of, oh, who do I think I am to really, really, really know, or what? Maybe a thousand other ways that we just don't let ourselves know what we know. So again, picture, if you will, yourself knowing, just knowing all the things that you tend to stay confused about. What if you just let go, like maybe right now, let go into your intuitive gift? What if you just surrendered your sense of unknowing into that deeper gift of knowing? What if, just right now, in this moment, without pressuring yourself in any way, you just invited that knowing about everything, anything, to join you in a partnership with that gift committing to you, with you committing to that gift? Or to say it another way, what if you just decided, okay, I'm going to really own, really claim my right to know through either just knowing or through intuition. What if that was the case right now? What might that be like? What is that like for you just in this precious, beautiful, perfect moment? If I were your intuition, I think I would breathe a long sigh of relief. I think I would just take a deep breath and say, oh, yes, yes, because from your birth on, and maybe before that, who knows, I, intuition itself, have been living in you as what has been meant to be, what is invited to be every minute of your life, perhaps the most powerful, powerful background force in your life. I am your intuitive knowing, and as you call on me to be present, and as you invite you into me in partnership, wow, together we can take what we know, what we're clear about, what we no longer have to be in a fog about or kind of wandering around lost about, and we can use that to support all the other gifts. So as that's stirring, you and your intuition, as your intuition and you are just sort of coming together, I want to shift the focus to, let me just call it gift number two. Remember I said I was just going to talk about three gifts, the first two especially, kind of background gifts. And here's the word I came up with for this second gift: power. Power. There's an enormous, enormous, enormous power. Power with capital letters, with bold print, with underline, with exclamation points. A huge, endless power that lives at the core of, in the depths of, in the absolute center of each and every one of us, in me, in you, in us. And it's the power that, well, let me just say this, it's the power to love, the power to know, just as we were talking about, the power to create anything, the power to heal anything, the power to lead, the power to achieve, the power to take charge, the power to be focused, the power to be at peace. Let me just grab one more. The power to be who you are, or to be the full, total self that you are, or to be whatever is important for you to be in any particular moment. And so notice, just in all of those, what the constant is. The constant is, the thread is that word, power. So similar to intuition, which is there, supporting everything else, feeding everything else, underlying you and everything you are and everything you're about and every purpose you have, underlying that you is a huge power. The very same power that produced the Big Bang to create this universe. The very same power that in the scriptures say is the power that can move mountains. The power that can end certain political regimes and create other political regimes. The power to create intimate, bonded relationships and to move those relationships into a glorious, magnificent expression. The power to take who you are or any quality of you and just by putting your focus on it, bringing yourself to it, making a deep connection of oneness with it, and bringing yourself to it, there is a power in that connection, in that oneness, that moves whatever that is into whatever it's supposed to be. I remember years and years ago when I first started studying hypnosis, there was a sort of the textbook of the ages at the time written by a man, what was his name? Joseph Murphy. I don't know if any of you remember that. I'm guessing that book was written in the 1950s, which, you know, given where we are today, is like millennia ago. But it was called, the Book of the Power was called, the name of the book was called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And of course, at that time, I was into hypnosis and subconscious this and that. And in reading that book, I came to grips with, I had to come to grips with what Joseph Murphy called the most powerful power and source in the universe, which is what he called the power of one's subconscious mind. Now, you and I might look at that and call it the power of our soul, or we might call it the power of our spirit, or we might call it the power of our God self or our divine indwelling core. It doesn't matter what we call it, but there's a power, an enormous, endless, authoritative, authority-rich power that is everywhere within you. It's a power that your body knows. It's the power that your soul knows. It's the power that your emotion knows. It's the power that your energy knows. It's the power that every chakra knows. It's the power that everything about you is living, is embodying. And that's a gift, this gift number two. Gift number one, intuition. Gift number two, power. It's an enormous, enormous gift, and it is a sort of a behind-the-scenes gift. So take all, again, whatever other gift might be speaking to you, aside from intuition and power, and ask yourself the question, wow, is that gift empowered? Am I owning and being with the power of that gift to serve me, to move me, to express through me, from me, out from me? Is the gift or the series of gifts that I have been just blessed with, that are here not just to serve me, but to lead me, bring me alive, bring me into everything that I am, are those gifts infused with the underlying gift of power? This enormous, unbelievably rich power. And if it is, bravo, let's just all together celebrate that. And let me just say this for every one of us. Of course, those gifts, or that gift, is very empowered, very infused with this gift of power. And yet, in whatever ways that it's not, they're not. In whatever ways We're, again, sort of in the bleachers looking at that power. In other words, in whatever ways we separated ourselves out from that power, in whatever ways we may maybe be scared of that power, or, again, almost from a deservingness, worthiness point of view, how dare I own that power when my fellow sufferers are not owning that power? Who do I think I am? Or whatever way we might be just looking at it, just waiting for it, just maybe feeling disempowered or unempowered or less empowered for whatever reason. And let's say for this moment, those reasons really, 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 really don't matter. The only thing that matters is in this moment, you and I, we, all of us, we're sitting in the middle of this sacred, sacred zone, this precious, divinely inspired hour, and somehow our power is being stirred in our depths, stirred in our core. Somehow the voice of that gift of power is saying to us something like, I'm here. I'm really, really, really here. See me. Intuitively know me. Find me, discover me, grasp me, embrace me, own me, become me, be me, and together you and I will make not just sweet music, but we will make amazing music, and we will take all the other gifts that you have and bring them alive, bring you alive, as is the reason that you came to this precious earth. to be fully the amazing self that you are. So we've played with the first gift, intuition. We've stirred the second gift, our power. And gift number three, I want to call transformation. That third, in a sense, behind the scenes gift. But this one is not so much behind the scenes, it's there. But the part that is behind the scenes, I believe, is the underlying, it's just like that power that's there, this underlying capacity, before we even put it to work, before we kick it into gear, this underlying capacity to change anything, transform anything, literally anything, the change any old habit, change any wound, change any addiction, change any disempowered or disowned part of ourselves, change any hurt, change any sense of a small self, change anything about ourselves or our state in life, if you will. This gift that I'm calling transformation, and you may have a better name for it, it's the gift of changing, transforming, the gift of healing, the gift of moving something from A to B, from wounded to empowered, for example. It's the gift of awakening. And that gift, that quality, that capacity is there. Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Can you see it? Can you intuit it? Can you grasp it in your own way? Visualize it. Whatever is your style, here you are, this intuitive genius, able to connect knowingly to anything within you. This powerful giant, able to be the power that you are and let that power support everything in you. And this transformational self with an enormous, enormous ability to take, just to use an analogy, to take ice, apply a little heat to it, and watch it, witness it become water. And apply a little more heat to it, and watch it, witness it, become steam. Here you are, this genius that just like a caterpillar can let go into the disillusionment of itself and emerge out of that a butterfly. Transformation at its best. We can take any part of ourselves that may be finished, that we may be done with, that has served us as a caterpillar type identity, and let it dissolve into its nothingness and rise out of the ashes of that, out of the nothingness of that, out of the ooze of that, into a self that can fly. What a gift, what a capacity. And if we but knew it, intuition, if we but owned and partnered with the power that makes that happen, gift number two, power. And then, if we just became the gift of transformation, if we not only embraced it, but embodied it, if we as an identity said, wow, I am not just a person undergoing change. I am the very power of change itself. And imagine that. If that were your identity, your sense of self, your definition of you, wow, I am the power of change. Just experience that for a moment. What is it deep, deep, deep down in you that awakens with those words? What stirs, what moves within you right now as that word, change, transformation, and the ownership of it just has life within you right now? And then, if you will, let's put all three of these gifts together. You, the intuitive genius. You, the empowered giant. You, the transformational being. And just kind of let all three of those float in your space. Don't get too much in your left brain, but just as you're bathing in, immersing yourself in a sense being newly initiated into these three remarkable gifts that underlie your whole being, that constitute the groundwork of, are the baseline of, are the deepest root system of your presence, your person, your being, as you immerse yourself in them, swim in them, let them infiltrate themselves into you and become you even more, simply because we've brought it from the unconscious to the conscious, simply because there's the permission we're giving ourselves to be made over, to be created anew by these remarkable, remarkable gifts. What is that for you right now? Right now. Because it's a gift. I mentioned up front, we're always here to inspire and to be inspired. That's what the blessing of this hour is every month. And then today, in addition to, maybe based on and stemming from that inspiration, what is inspired in us, I think, is our giftedness. And specifically, in addition to every other gift you're with, these three gifts: intuition, power, and transformation. I deeply, deeply believe that if you and I and we, but let me stay with the pronoun you and make it personal, if you would just ask yourself, what is my inspiration? What is my truth about how to be with each of these three gifts? What would be the answer? What is the answer? Is there one of them that reaches out to you and sort of grabs you by the heart, if you will, or for some of us maybe grabs us by the collar and says, do me, specialize more in me, because at this moment of your life, I can help you. I can be the you, or the part of you, the facet of you that can make all the difference, that can move you to the heights that you're reaching for, that can bring you to the depths you're spelunking into, that can help you find yourself in ways that fulfill, at least in this moment, who you are here to be. Is there one of them, one of these three gifts, that's speaking, that's stirring, that's talking, maybe not in cognitive language, but in energy language, in body language, in heart language, in soul language? If so, what? What do you feel moved to? Or maybe right now, what is your response? What is your response to that gift? That gift that maybe, perhaps, has just been waiting. Just been giving, and then you receive part of it, you ignore part of it, and then it gives again, gives again, gives again. And somehow, that gift that wanted in this sacred hour to, through these words or this focus, to reach out to you and say, I'm here. I'm here, and I'm you. And I'm you now, and together we can do anything. Together we can do everything. So I think I want to say in conclusion, wow. Wow, aren't you, aren't I, aren't we all absolutely amazing and amazingly gifted human beings? We know the theory. We embody the divine. We embody the universe. We embody all creation. We embody every dimension. We embody every quality that could be. And all of that's here in us. And yes, we all play small. Yes, we all live in varying degrees of denial about the remarkable, unbelievably rich self that we are. But that's okay, because we all do it. I guess that's okay, because we all do it. I don't know, I just said it. But in this moment, could it be that something is reaching out from within you? One of these gifts, and it's saying, with a tone of fresh invitation, me, choose me. Sort of like, on the athletic team, send me in, coach, choose me, put me in the game. Let me, this gift, come, help you, support you, help you win the game of your life, if you will. Be me, if so, and in whatever way it might be so. I, Bill, your deep, deep, deep friend, your real buddy, who kind of sits in my adorable little space, just able to love you, and just loving you. It's kind of all I do in life, in a sense, to oversimplify it. I salute you. I salute you for who you are. I salute you as this gifted, gifted, gifted being. And I just give you every blessing that from whatever the gifts are that live in me and that are a part of me, that has the capacity to be transformational to you, to be a blessing to you, to be a support and a love to you, and to be an empowerment to you. Thank you so, so, so very, very much. And hold on, I'm just going to take a drink. Thank you. Now, as soon as I pull myself out of this amazing trance I've been in here, I would like to say, I want to say thank you. Wow, I was so connected to your depths during that time. I would like to give us time, each of us, any of us who wants to, time to share anything. And simply because this is not so much a mental learning kind of thing, I want to invite us not to be asking questions of me, but this is a time just to share anything personal about yourself, or just share whatever you do feel like sharing. And I think the way we do that, if I'm not mistaken, is that if you're on the phone, you just need to press *2, and then that shows me that your phone line is all ready for me, and I will call on you. And if you are online, all you need to do is in that adorable little box, just write whatever you would like to write, and then I will read whatever that is. And if you prefer not to be identified with your first name, just let me know that right up front, if you will. And so, this is cute. This is that same strange person from New York. This is Wendy, who says, love Murphy's book. Remember the Joseph Murphy? I discovered that book when I was 19. It really guided me. Love that you brought that up. That's great. And then another one from her, my heart is with you, Donna, and everybody. Big, yummy light. That means all of us. Wow, how cool. So I just wanted to do that, and I will come back there as soon as I check. Oh, look, we've got a couple of you on the phone. So let me make sure I'm doing the right thing, because I have a tendency to click the wrong button and hang up on you. No, I think this will do it. So this is area code 760, and all it says after it is cell phone. So hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jennifer in San Diego, California.
Well, Jennifer in San Diego, hello.
Hi, Bill.
Fancy meeting you here.
I know, isn't that so odd?
Yeah.
I felt like I rarely like to, I listen to these things every month, but I rarely like to speak. But I'm getting emotional. I had this absolutely amazing thing. I woke up right around midnight, and for those of you who don't know, Bill and I have been doing some really intensive quantum work, and I just woke up and said, I'm halfway there, and I'm announcing my presence. And when you were talking about this tonight, I realized that I need to be the power, and I just really needed to say that out loud to everybody. So thank you for recognizing me and letting me speak, because I'm in.
Wow, you are in. Jennifer, how beyond cool. Thank you. And thank you for letting us be the witness of who you really are and where you are. That was sensational. Thank you. You totally made my day. I so appreciate that.
I really appreciate you speaking about this tonight. And, of course, we'll revisit it soon. But for now, just know I'm in.
You are so in. Okay. Thank you. Wow, so much. Okay. And we have somebody also says cell phone. All these people with the same name, cell phone. I guess cell is the first name. Phone must be the last name. Anyway, it's area code 847 and click. Hi.
Click. Hello, it's JS.
JS. No, your name isn't Click. What was I thinking?
It's not, but that's okay. We can call me Click tonight. I want to give everybody a gift.
Oh.
At this time of year, given my Christian background, I have a tree in my living room, which I decorate with $1 bill origami, so that these are, imagine, $1 bills folded to look like elephants and fish and hearts and stars and Santa Clauses and elf boots and all sorts of other different decorations. My tree is full of them. And I invite each one of you to come energetically and pluck the one design that's calling to you off of my tree, and to hold it and know that I am holding you in my heart during this holiday season. And so everybody, please just go ahead and find the design that is speaking to you and take it off of my tree and cherish it for the next several weeks.
JS, that grabbed me down to my toes. Thank you. That is such a cool gift, and I really appreciate the gift and the love and devotion, I want to say, that's so behind it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. And let me just take a quick look on the web. Nope, nothing else there on the web. This is cute. If you'd see me, I'm just going up and down here between all these little things. Uh-oh, I know who this is. I want to warn everybody. Get ready. This is Adrian, area code 808. Adrian, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I have to announce this. When I'm at work, these songs come to my head.
Yes.
Song came to my head that, I tell you, my father used, who couldn't, bless him, he could do everything but carry a note, carry a tune. But he sang us this song that came to my head. And I have to say that it brings me another nickname for Bill Bauman. And I'm going to sing you just one little verse.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Here's a go. Jubilation tea corn pone, old September morn pone. Jubilation tea corn pone, he really saved the day. Oh, it was jubilation tea corn pone. Oh, yeah. I think jubilation is a very good name for you, Bill Bauman.
Thank you. Yeah, Bill J. Bauman. I think that'll do it.
Yeah.
Adrian, that was adorable. Thank you. That was so sweet.
These songs, they come to me from out of the blue that I haven't heard for decades. And that one came and had your name on it.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to be looking for that at the next Music Awards show on television, because I know you'll be right up there.
There you
Adrian,
go.
Thank you so much. That was too adorable.
Thank you, Bill. That was meant to be it.
Oops. Sorry, I inadvertently clicked you. I hope we were done. And the next is from area code 703. And hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hi. I was really grateful for tonight's call for the topic. And I have to admit that when once you went into looking at the gifts, I just about fell asleep, and I stayed just about that way, struggling to have
mm-hmm.
consciousness until
yeah.
you finished. It's like, I don't know if that was resistance or just the way it was going to be, but I'm glad you did it, and I'm hoping that my consciousness, even if part of me wanted to, couldn't quite go there, then another part did.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I really appreciate your description. There are many here who are a part of us who totally get how that works. And I just want to put a little interpretation to that, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oftentimes what happens, at least with me or when people gather around me and we have whatever experience we have, is that there are times when certain people, I'm going to say it this way, go unconscious. Or let's just say their consciousness or their receptivity goes to a deep, deep, deep place within them, and their conscious mind gets either all shut down or partially shut down so that whatever the gift is in it can sort of like enter and infuse itself within us, not primarily at the conscious level, but somewhere deep within, and then it kind of like it's planted like a seed and then like a little bush and then a flower comes out. Then it comes up into our conscious awareness later. And I feel, Carol, like that's what happened here. So I really don't think that was resistance at all. It didn't feel at all like that.
It just sort of, yeah. So it'll,
yeah.
It'll work its own way and I needn't push it.
Exactly. And I feel like when that happens, there's an enormous amount of wisdom in that. It's like something in us knows what it's doing when it just kind of shuts us down just enough to sort of insert it, like in our heart, or insert it in our, call it subconscious mind, or wherever, maybe which is where it's most needed, like this evening, that gift. And then it grows there. In a way that doesn't need, at least for a while, doesn't need our conscious tending to, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. So,
yeah, well,
so thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. That was a beautiful sharing. I so appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. And let me just take another look at the web. Push the little refresh button. Oh, my goodness. It's Aaron writing from Bali. Or as some people say, Bali, B-A-L-I. Just wanted to send my love and some of this mystical Bali magic that I'm sitting in right now. Also, during the call, I watched a light of trust land in the core of my heart, guiding me and reminding me that it is safe to step into the next energy of the whole, W-H-O-L-E, that I am. Thanks for holding the space for me to know I never have to be anything but my own truth. And I feel like I would love to just repeat that sentence. Thank you for holding the space for me to know I never have to be anything but my own truth. My. That's beautiful. Aaron, thank you so much. What a beautiful, beautiful message for us. And then one final one on the web, which is from Raimonda. It's so good to hear from you again. Dear Bill, of course, so synchronistic. Tomorrow I'm going to share my gift with 16 kids of 9 years of age about being who I am really, : love, fun, play, storyteller. How beautiful. And then she ends by saying, thank you all. And the thank you all is truly, truly for every one of us. And I want also to thank you. If it's okay, it's just about time to finish, but we have one more little hand. Actually, it may not be a little one. It may be a big one. It's from Gail, area code 805. As soon as I click the right button. Oops. There. Gail, hello.
Oops. Hi, this is Gail. You know, it's funny you say one little hand or maybe it's a big hand because I had this experience when you were suggesting that we look to see what our gift was, of a hand literally coming out of my midsection, my gut,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really know how to describe it, but I saw what my gift was, which is the gift of transformation, that by virtue of my nature as love,
mm-hmm.
I take in the world, I transform it through my being, through my own oneness, through my own experience of the all, and then transform it into that experience that I embody. And it was interesting because I felt very complete in that function and totally empowered and completely clear in that knowledge.
Wow. Wow. Gail, thank you. I really get that about you. I think that is an exquisitely perfect description of yourself. And what I especially appreciate is that I think in your sharing that today with us, I feel like you put language to what any number of us might describe as our unique style and gift as well.
Thank
you. I feel like that was a real gift.
Fantastic.
To us.
Thank you.
Yay.
So much.
Oh, you're welcome so much. It's so wonderful to talk with you again.
Thank you. Sending you and everybody so much love.
Oh, thank you. We got it. Okay. Well, listen, I just am looking at my silly clock, and it seems to be talking to me. So just to end this, I want to say first an enormous, on behalf of Donna and me, and on behalf of everybody else who's here, thank you to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being such an intimate part of this and participant in it. Thank you for opening to this, just the blessings that you opened to here. And I think most of all, thanks for being the absolutely gorgeous gift itself that you are to this planet. Second, I want to say a really powerful, express a wish for a really powerful end of the year, just in the next few weeks, because I feel like it is December, and I feel like as we move to the end of the year, we let go of a whole bunch of things, and it's a very, very, very powerful kind of a thing moving to the new year, of course. So I want to wish you a powerful end of this year and a beautiful opening in the beginning of next year before next announcement. We meet the second Thursday of January, which is January the 8th. And so I want to end by having all of us say goodbye. And in whatever way we want to do that, and that goodbye is our blessing of each other for the next month. And all I have to do is remember how I do that. I know how I do it. Here it is. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you, everybody. I love you, love you, love you, everybody.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Goodbye, good night. Have a wonderful end of the year, and I love you.